Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
The House of Representatives is getting underway. Democrats hold the majority there. State Representative J.T. Wilcox is the House Republican leader, and he's from Yelm in Pierce County, a dairy farmer when you're not a lawmaker. Is that correct?
Well, I grew up as a dairy farmer, but I'm not in that business anymore. Right. Do some other farming, though.
Let's talk about the House Republican priorities heading into session. I-976, the $30 car tab fee initiative, it's being challenged in the courts right now. House Republicans have legislation to make sure that it is fulfilled. Can you talk a little bit about what you have in mind?
Well, first of all, we think it's important that people trust that we are going to do what they so clearly say that they want to do, which is $30 tabs. And there are some ways to do this. First of all, we can pass that bill in a form that won't have any constitutional questions, that would honor the votes. And at the same time, we don't want to bring the state of Washington to a halt. We care an awful lot about transportation, and in fact, because we represent a lot of rural districts that have trouble in terms of commuting and moving goods to and from markets, it's critical for us. We don't have the advantage of access to very much transit, but we're not anti-transit, and we think that there is a really good relationship between the revenue that's raised by the sales tax on the sale of cars and trucks, and we could find a way to transition that over time to cover the loss of revenue that results from passing the equivalent of 976.
Homelessness is also on the agenda. The governor proposed $300 million from the state's rainy day fund to tackle the problem. There was a legislative preview last week, and lawmakers of both parties seemed to indicate that that plan from the governor was unlikely to pass, at least that way. What are House Republicans proposing when it comes to addressing homelessness in Washington?
Well, first of all, I thought that was a pretty good discussion that the press stimulated there among the leaders of the Four Corners. And I was especially happy to see our new Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, who I've known for quite some time and who has pretty deep experience in human services, talk about the fact that this isn't just a physical problem. This is a human contact and human relation problem, and we both talked about it in our opening speeches today. We can provide a roof over people's heads, but we will only be doing a small part of the job if we're not also considering the fact that, you know, to be really successful in life, it's really good to maintain a connection with your family. It's good to maintain connection with your community. And it's good to have a connection to a faith. And I think we're going to be trying to work on all of those things together. We have, I think, cooperated in the past when it comes to homelessness. And we also, I think, are beginning to see that one of the problems that we've got has been we've made it extremely difficult to build housing, whether it's in rural areas or whether it's in urban areas. And we would really like to be able to unleash the private sector to fill some of this. A recent study showed, I think, 255,000, a deficit of 255,000 housing units over the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. There's no way that we're going to replace that with public housing, so we absolutely have to unleash the private sector.
I have to ask you about State Representative Matt Shea. He was the subject of an investigation that said he engaged in acts of domestic terrorism. Speaker Jenkins says he should be expelled from the House, but that there's an arduous process to do that. You do not support expulsion, but say he should resign. He says he will not. He's suspended from the Republican caucus, just by way of giving some background here. Mm-hmm. But he still has an R next to his name. He could still run this year if he's reelected. What does that tell you as the leader of the House Republicans about that constituency, that voting bloc?
Well, first of all, the House Republicans are the only people that have been able to do something about this right now. We did suspend him from our caucus. He doesn't use staff. He doesn't office with Republicans. You know, that's something that we can do inside the building. To me, it is absolutely right for the people that occupy these chambers to decide how we're going to treat each other and set rules The voters get to decide who is going to be in the chamber. And as I said earlier, about 976, we've got a crisis of confidence in government, and we need to take every chance that we have to let people know that their votes matter. And I would also say that even if someone were expelled from the House, that doesn't mean that they can't run for office and be reelected. And believe it or not, the Constitution even says you can't expel the same person twice. So the framers back in 1889 or whenever they wrote that part, they envisioned that you could have these contentious things happening. So we've made our statement, and the majority is, I'm sure, going to want to express their displeasure too.
All right. House Republican Leader J.T. Wilcox, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for having me, and thanks to all of you.